Ukraine security issue.
The majority of Ukrainian cities are facing serious electricity problems as a result of Russia's recent massive attacks on critical infrastructure. During the weekend, scheduled stabilization power outages were in place in all administrative regions of Ukraine. National energy company Ukrenergo had earlier announced that additional emergency outages were not planned since the functionality of the energy grid had been restored. However, on November 21st, electricity supply problems were reported in several regions. Emergency outages shall be in place in Kyiv City and in the Odessa region until the situation is stabilized. Representatives of Ukraine's major energy industry company DTEK confirmed that the situation with the energy system remains tense. Ukrainians have been advised to prepare for longer intervals without electricity, stock water, and keep their devices and power banks charged. Peace is possible when everyone in the world understands that no one in the world deserves a single day of terror. Russia has launched more than 4,700 missiles at Ukraine during the 270 days of its full-scale war, Volodymyr Zelensky said in an address to La Francophonie, an association of French-speaking countries. There is no end to Russia's massive missile attacks because these strikes are meant not only to provide the Russians with a pause for regrouping, but also to pressure Kyiv into negotiations and the succession of its territories to the enemy. That is something Ukraine cannot accept, said Yuri Ignat, Ukrainian Air Force spokesman. According to him, the recent incident with the missile in Poland must inspire the world to provide Ukrainians with anti-missile defense systems. We are in need of large amount of air defense systems. Even Hawks could do their job, even though they are physically and morally outdated. But these are systems that could at least help us down UAVs like the Shahids, for example. We are counting on modern systems such as NASAMS, IRIS-T and the Patriot. This is the basis of the rearmament of our air defense forces. We could build an echeloned air defense that would reliably protect the Ukrainian sky and become a reliable wall for Europe, said Yuri Ignat. The occupiers have damaged the infrastructure that would allow the relaunch of the 5th and 6th energy blocks of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. A day earlier, the station was shelled with nearly 1,000 missiles. The Russian government and armed forces are ignoring the International Atomic Energy Agency experts currently stationed at the plant and jeopardizing people's safety, reads a statement by Energoatom, Ukraine's state enterprise national nuclear energy generating company. The goal of Russia's November 15th missile attacks was to halt the operation of Ukraine's nuclear power plants. Yuri Vlasenko, the first deputy minister of energy of Ukraine, suggested in an interview with Forbes on November 16th. Vlasenko added that the main strikes were targeted at substations. Probably the energy engineers, who have the blueprints for our power grids, told the military where to strike to stop our nuclear power plants, he said. Grigory Plechkov, former head of the State Nuclear Regulatory Inspectorate of Ukraine, assumes that the work of Ukraine's energy system could be impaired for extended periods of time as a result of Russia's missile strikes. Russians are shelling the main substations. The nuclear power plant will remain in operation all right, but where is it supposed to transfer the energy without a substation and high voltage transmission lines? So if they continue to abuse our energy system in such a way, the situation could get worse. Even our prime minister has confirmed almost half of our system has been destroyed. The situation is rather difficult and it has been for over 7 weeks, said Grigory Plechkov. The temporarily occupied city of Melitopol is becoming a logistic and administrative hub of the Russian invaders. The enemy forces have stationed their military units not only in the city itself, but also in surrounding villages. More occupiers have arrived in the last 1.5 weeks, having fled from Kherson, Melitopol Mayor Ivan Fedorov stated in a televised interview. The occupiers are terrorizing the local population and taking over their accommodation. The Russians are also abusing the locals that have been taken captive. People are being tortured, in particular with electric current, says Ivan Federal. This week, we have had the opportunity to speak to a large number of our residents who have returned from captivity. What they described is sheer horror. I will share a couple of examples. For the last couple of months, the Russians have been intentionally bringing their mobilized servicemen to places where our people are kept captive so they could practice beating civilians. Torture with electric current has become regular practice among the Russians. There is a story where captured women were kept standing on their feet in a shipping container for 9 days, said Ivan Fedorov. Torture chambers have been uncovered at 4 locations in the liberated city of Kherson, reads a report by the Prosecutor General's office. These discoveries are substantiated with material evidence, documents, ID cards of the occupying police force, etc. Rubber batons, a wooden bat, a device used by the Russians to torture civilians with electric shocks, an incandescent lamp, and bullets from the walls were recovered. Peaceful residents suffered various forms of torture, physical and psychological abuse. The Russians continue to wage terror on Ukrainians in the occupied areas of the Kherson region. The occupiers have started launching raids of civilian homes. Yaroslav Yanushevich, head of the Kherson Region Military Administration, reported that the invaders are in particular terrorizing families with children of schooling age. Yanushevich noted that the Russians would break it through the front door. Thus, they were seeking to find out whether their children are studying in Ukrainian schools online via their gadgets. The 21st of November marks the Day of Dignity and Freedom in Ukraine, which commemorates the beginning of two revolutions, the Orange Revolution of 2004 and the Revolution of Dignity in 2013. On this day, Ukraine honors the memory of the heroes of the Heavenly Hundred and those who stood at the defense of democratic values, laws, and freedoms. Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the nation today, saying that the Ukrainian people have united to protect their freedom that no one can take away. We will overcome everything, endure, survive, prevail. And on the Day of Dignity and Freedom, we will gather on Maidan Nezalezhnosti, where dignity and freedom have always been protected, on the granite, on the barricades during the Orange Revolution and the Revolution of Dignity, where we celebrated the 30th anniversary of Ukraine's independence, and where we will celebrate the Victory Day of Ukraine. In a peaceful Kyiv, in a peaceful Ukraine, I will speak about the important, about the main thing, what has remained unchanged and will remain unchanged. Glory to Ukraine, said Volodymyr Zelensky.